This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our AM and FM studios here in Tampa, Florida, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to points all around the countryside, great radio stations. And we certainly hope that those of you that are listening to us are passing along to your friends and whatnot, because we continue to grow. It's because of you people that are listening to us right now. They get out there and say, hey, man, there's this show at night and you need to hear it. It's really a hell of a lot better than that other junk that you get. Yeah, and there is a bunch of junk at night. You know that, and I know that. But anyway, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would include our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also our FedEx and UPS, and also our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail to the post offices from the bulk mail centers and vice versa, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon drivers and our Amazon warehouse people. Appreciate all of you, and thank you for the comments we've had from you tonight. We get some great comments during the night, and I can't see them all because sometimes I get buried in them, and as is the case, I've got about four pages of direct messages here, but keep them coming. I try to answer them, even if it's during the daytime after the show, I try to answer them. So you can follow us on Facebook as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, Frank Silvato has the day off, so I asked him if he would do this, and he said he would. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren from California IA. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, we thank you very much for coming back to do some double duty. And they're going to go back inside because they don't want anything to do with that 48-degree temperature outside.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. I just saw something flash across the screen, and I didn't even know about this till right now, and I'm going to mention it. They had a halftime drag show at a professional basketball game in Milwaukee last night. What on earth have we slipped into here?
Well, yeah, you used to have to go to like a special club or something like that to see a drag show.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, now the NBA is doing it at a basketball game. I mean, I'm sure there were kids there.
Well, certainly.
How do you explain that?
Well, it's very difficult. There's no doubt about it.
Calling the people pathetic and sick, maybe that's the way to do it. Yep.
Well, but somebody had to make that decision, right? Somebody had to say, we're going to have this at halftime. It didn't just happen. It had to go through a lot of different approvals, I'm sure.
Well, unbelievable. Oh, well, something else that's a little bit unbelievable. Why on earth did DirecTV, owned by AT&T, cut the cord, so to speak, between Newsmax and them? Newsmax has been the fastest growing news service in the country, growing by leaps and bounds. They're currently number 4, and they were closing in on number 3 and could have been number 2 the way they were going, the way it looks like anyway. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Senator Mike Lee, of course, wants to know, they come along and they just drop Newsmax like a balloon.
Well, what DirecTV evidently is saying, Captain, is that it's a quote-unquote cost-cutting measure. But that doesn't really stand up to scrutiny, it would seem, because, of course, they have a lot of other cable channels, news channels especially, that are on DirecTV. Evidently, they all get paid hefty license fees. We don't think that Newsmax gets paid that kind of license fee. If it ever did, it would be incredibly
small. No, you pay to be there.
Well, exactly. And so it really does seem as though this is a political issue having to do with content, having to do with the fact that even though they have some 22 other liberal news channels on DirecTV, from what we understand, Newsmax evidently doesn't fit the bill for them. And I think this we've not heard the last of this yet.
Well, they've got terrorist TV over there in the satellite, Al Jazeera, remember them?
Well, sure, of course. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it used to be that, you know, and, oh, by the way, Newsmax has millions of people that watch it, by the way. I think it's the fourth largest, up to this point, fourth largest cable news mm-hmm. channel in the nation.
Well, here's the thing about Newsmax. You can go to your computer. You can go to NewsmaxTV.com. You can double click on that and watch television right now, right on your computer. You don't need to have anything at all.
Well, that's right. There's another way to watch them too, and that is if you have like an Apple TV or Roku. I think they have an app as well you can use.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he's doing double duty today. When we come back, we got more stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere. This is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it, Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get right back to Kyle Warren, our special guest this hour, because Frank Silvato has the day off. He had to go back to Chicago for some stuff. Now, I will tell you that hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. By the way, next weekend, Brooksville will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Moss Nissan will be there with their great pickup trucks. Stop by, see them, take advantage of the offers they'll have there. They'll have some special gun show fair prices there for you because I will be there for a two guys gun show as well. And remember, Nissan, of course, Moss Nissan has locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, State Route 50, right there just east of the Suncoast Parkway toll road right there, about 100 yards east on the right side. Can't miss it. And I'll be at the gun show at Hernando County next Saturday. So stop on by, see Moss Nissan, see me, see all the different vendors that are there. But Moss Nissan, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors too, get a great deal offered to you for the service that you do to our country. And you'll also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned. You'll get that right along with it. It's a warranty on top of whatever the warranty is that the car has. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thank you very much for sticking around and for doing this morning. I appreciate it, and I'm sure the people that are aware of you appreciate it, too, and you'll be talking to some new people right now, too.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Captain, and my pleasure.
Now, We've had another situation in Colorado with a baker. This is a baker that seems to be challenged all the time. This Colorado baker who won a partial U.S. Supreme Court victory after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake because of his Christian faith lost an appeal yesterday in his latest legal fight involving his rejection of a request for a birthday cake celebrating a transgender coming out birthday.
Well, that's right. It looks like, Captain, this case sort of revolves around the idea, of course, of speech or expression. On the one hand, you have the cake maker, I think, making the argument that the cakes are in fact a form of speech or expression by him, the artist, if I understand it correctly. And then on the other side, is the cake in and of itself an expression? In other words, I want this cake because I have a transition and I'm having a celebration for it, so please make me a pink and blue cake. So what the court found is they concluded that creating a pink cake with blue frosting is not inherently expressive, they said, and any message or symbolism it provides to an observer would not be attributed to the baker. But I think from the baker's perspective, he might look at his cakes as a particular creation or artistic expression. And I think they would try to make this kind of argument, for example, if you have a song and you're a recording artist and somebody takes your song and tries to attribute it to them, and you might get a letter saying cease and desist using my song because they don't want to be associated with your cause, whatever it might be. This happens a lot, of course, in politics. So wherever this goes from here, we don't know, but he has lost that appeal right now.
Well, look, they need to leave the baker alone. They need to take their appeal somewhere else, because I'm sure they'll find someone else that'll bake that cake just the way they want it, happily. But leave this guy alone and let him get on with his business. He should be able to operate his business in the way that he wants, and he's doing it legally. Other than that, that sounds like a technicality to me.
Well, this is what will be sort of fleshed out in how this case ultimately gets resolved, exactly. But what the court also pointed to, rather, was the idea you can't refuse to provide services based on sexual orientation or on other characteristics, religion, this kind of thing.
No, but I get the religious thing. If we can't do it because it was religion, then so be it.
Well, right. So this is far from over, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, I don't know what's going to happen later, but the body camera images, apparently sometime after 6 o'clock, the cameras of what happened to this Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, are going to come out, and it appears that all hell is going to break loose around the countryside in a lot of the black areas, Black Lives Matter, and perhaps some other folks might get involved in the mix, radical deals. We're already being told Atlanta, Georgia's on the brink. Also, we probably got places like Birmingham and, of course, Memphis would be in the mix of all of it. I just heard Raleigh, North Carolina may also be a place where they might become unglued because they have a shortage of police officers there, amongst other things, and it might be a perfect place for them to go to. React in such a manner, but burning places up, breaking windows, doing damage is no way to show your protest or your disagreement with what's going on, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I do think, Captain, I think Tyree Nichols' mother has already called for peaceful protests.
You think that'll work?
Down. I don't think it'll.
No. Won't work, will it?
Head of the Memphis Police Department has already issued a statement, a message, talking about that the five officers have already been fired. They were found directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols, according to her, quote-unquote. In other words, just quoting her exact words there. So she's trying to, in no uncertain terms, to let people know that this issue is being dealt with or has been dealt with to a great degree, and to have this kind of violent reaction to whatever may come out for this is just not going to be good. And so definitely they're trying to get ahead of this. But unfortunately, Captain, you have some people who are wanting to use this to expand the violent protests for their own political agenda. It's a very, very sad thing. So this hurts everybody.
Well, we might get a twofer out of this because it appears that the judge has ordered the release of the body camera footage showing the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul. And it looks like that may be coming out about the same time. So maybe we'll get a twofer.
Perhaps so. And it'll be interesting to see how what correlates between the initial descriptions of what happened, the play-by-play versus what these body cam images may show in terms of what we were told already. It may be very different.
Yeah, that's possible. It's all in all possible. Now, your state, California, is blessed with a lot of loonies, right?
Yeah, I think we wrote the book on loonies, I'm pretty sure.
And then there's Adam Schiff, right?
Oh, yes.
What, pray tell, is he up to now?
Well, Captain, Adam Schiff has announced officially that he is seeking the Senate seat currently held by Dianne Feinstein for 2024. This is a big deal for Adam Schiff, I think. Of course, he'll have to go up against right now the other declared candidate, which is Katie Porter, Democrat from Orange County.
We have a reaction to the statement. Are you ready?
Okay.
Laughing Man is chiming in, and that is his reaction to Katie Porter and Adam Schiff running for Senate in California, taking Dianne Feinstein's seat. She's not said she's not running yet.
As far as I know, no, but I think the conventional wisdom is that she will likely not run. But that being said, I think Adam Schiff could even find a pretty big quantum leap here in terms of running for senator versus running for congressman from where he's at, I think up near Burbank, right? And so he may find there's a whole lot of extra scrutiny that will come his way for this. Yeah.
Yeah, George is asking, and Godfather, good morning, Godfather. George is asking, what about the black police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt in D.C.? Do you see that anymore? Well, no, of course not, nor will you. They buried that. Mm-hmm.
Well, that whole issue. But I think, he was asking, I think, about there weren't any riots as a result of that.
Yeah, and no, there weren't, and there probably should have been, but it's because of the narrative that was played about it.
Well, these terrible tragedies are happening all too often.
All right, well, Kyle, I look forward to talking to you tonight on the weekend edition. Thanks very much for coming back and doing some double duty. Get yourself some rest.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist's death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public, and his lawyers and family says it will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder charges. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
In a word, it's absolutely appalling.
The Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents to them that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Friday morning. Hope it's nice where you're at, a little nippy where we're at. Going to get nippier. It's going to be one of those weekends where, up until Sunday anyway, we're going to have some really cool mornings and a couple of cool days. But Sunday, we're back up in the 80s. Go figure, right? Go figure. So, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that is a product that I have been taking every day for the past 9 years. I take it in the morning to get my day started. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over a period of time during the course of the day, because I have a problem where my feet will start to hurt, my legs will start to hurt, ankles start to hurt, back will start to hurt, everything gets interrelated here. Might be my wrist will start to hurt, maybe my shoulder starts to hurt, and if I'm not taking the Relief Factor, it stays that way. But with the Relief Factor, it goes away. It goes away. And that's because of the ingredients that are in it that help keep things in under control. Now, that would be turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all natural. It's all natural. And, of course, it works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you, too. Now, with that being said, I certainly hope that if you're in pain or suffering from whatever, that you have an opportunity to try this product. Because you can try the 3-week quick start. You can try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. You can go there, try the 3-week quick start, and see how it works for you. It's worked for me ever since I've taken it. Never looked back. And I continue to take it to this day, 9+ years later. And I will continue to take it for one simple reason. It works. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. See what you can do. All righty. I've got a message here. Let me see. I'll read this message. See what's going on here. We get direct messages, and we get messages off the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can send us a message that way. It takes a few minutes to get here, but it is. Okay. He's talking. This is Lee, and Lee is talking about if the tax is initiated, like added value tax, what happens to the state's taxes? Well, the whole point behind this tax, 30% that they're talking about the federal level, is to do away with the income tax, the federal income tax and the state income taxes. You pay a 30% flat tax. That's been suggested. Now, is that a great idea? I don't really think so. I think it's a little much. High, because if you're going to pay 30%, then why would you want to have sales taxes and all this other stuff? Why wouldn't you do away with that, as was just suggested? I mean, you can be taxed enough already. Remember, that's what the Tea Party stands for, taxed enough already. You can be taxed enough already and add to the mess by being taxed even more than what you were to begin with. So, I don't see where this 30%, which is a figure that came out, I don't know if Mike Lee came up with that number, who did, the one that's been proposed, if that's too much, maybe it should be 20%. That's a lot of money when you think about everything you buy, you get charged 20%, everything you buy. And that's what the tax would be on everything that you buy. But again, it gets rid of the income tax. Might work, might not work. Too early to tell. And I'm going to wait till I hear some of the talking heads talk about it. I know Chris Markowski wasn't all that impressed when he heard about it. I know he wasn't all that impressed. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Stan. From St. Petersburg.
Yes, what's up?
I was just thinking about that and thinking about calling before the captain just started about talking about the 30% tax.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
It's a bit much. Don't you think?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, would you say 20%, 10%? How about if they went 10%? Is that something you think might work?
How about 0%?
All right, but then we still have the income tax. I guess they're trying to get rid of the income tax.
No. No, Captain, we should. You want to do a tax. I mean, the tax on buying everything, that's ridiculous. You're going to kill the poor people in the middle class. Why don't we just make a flat tax on your income, 10% for everybody, 20% for everybody, whatever the percentage is.
All right.
Just make it fair.
Now, that I've liked from the beginning, and I wish they would come up with something like that. But so far, we're not seeing them do that. I don't know why, but pretty obvious.
Not on consumption. Not on consumption. We're a consumer-based economy. The consumption, nobody's going to buy anything anymore. It's ridiculous.
You're right. All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and keep on listening. All right.
Thank you, Stan.
All righty. Now, we've got Christine down in Sarasota chiming in. A value-added tax is every part of an item, not just the overall item. It's 20% plus in the UK, where they have a value-added tax. Hmm. Okay, so that's 20% on top of everything else. Well, no, that won't work. We're charging a tax on a tax. We don't need that. That's the wrong way to go. And thanks for your comment, Christine. Let me see here. I think we got George chiming in. Do I remember that I told us that it was going to start up again? You'd be looking for something to light up the fuse. Oh, the black stuff. Yeah, okay. He's talking about this situation we've got coming now with this young man, this Tyree Nichols. They're going to be releasing the body cam video after 6 o'clock tonight. And a lot of people are very much afraid that this is going to create riots in many parts of the Deep South, certainly Memphis, Tennessee, probably Atlanta, maybe Birmingham, maybe other cities in the South, but Raleigh, North Carolina, they've already had some threats there. Don't know how they're going to do that. They're down a bunch of police officers, so you might hear the National Guard standing by, whatever's going on. Because, again, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep letting Antifa and BLM, just because they don't like something that happened, go out and torch a bunch of buildings and wreck a bunch of cars and bust glass and go after people. We can't do that. These people have got to be stopped once and for all. And we need to make an example out of them. If we arrest them, instead of, well, we're going to give you an appearance ticket and you'll show up in 2 weeks, be there or you'll be in trouble. Instead of doing that, arrest them, book them, Dano, throw them in the clink, especially if they did something violent, and don't give them bail, and hold them for a little while, then give them their trial. What do you think of that idea? I mean, goodness sake. It's ridiculous the way we're going here. Now, that's just my humble opinion. It's just the opinion of one person. But we're not doing anything to help our country when we do this stuff. And these people shouldn't be out there. You know, I don't mind their protesting, but whatever happened to the days of taking a sign, walking down the street, maybe having a few American flags and saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, this tax has got the ways to go, or whatever you're doing. Instead of seeing the Antifa flag, seeing the Palestinian Liberation flag, seeing all these radical organizations that are out there. Jeez, they just don't get it. When they do that, by they, I mean the protesters, when they do that, they are defeating the entire purpose of why they're out there to begin with. But I guess they just don't seem to understand that. All righty, well, stand by for sports, because coming up, we'll have Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, with a whole bunch of stuff. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood, a Friday morning. Lots of stuff going on, and we'll be telling you about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, their shades, their shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, you can stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, where all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They're good people. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Hello, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. A little chilly around our country today, Captain.
A little chilly here. 48 degrees right here, right now.
So, you know, we're feeling it too. Not like the folks up north, but, hey, be safe out there.
Shoot, North Florida, it's in the 30s and 20s.
Yeah, man. So there you go. You know, we got the truckers out there, Captain, keeping this country going. So be safe out there.
One thing I can say about a truck is they've got a good heater for the most part.
There you go. Absolutely. That's Captain. Hey, the Tampa Bay Lightning, speaking about Tampa Bay, won 3-2 over the Boston Bruins last night. Great game. Two great teams. And Lightning still being very competitive. It's nice to see. You know, they're just a great franchise, a great team, and they're doing very well. I hope they keep it up because it'd be nice to see them in make a run in the playoffs again. Now, Captain, for our basketball fans out there, Luka, and this Mavericks star, he's a good one, Cap. And he twisted his ankle real bad, and he had to exit the game. So good news is the x-rays were negative, so no break, but we'll see what's going to happen there. And that should, you know, bode well for the Mavericks as soon as they get him back. He's a superstar and looked like an MVP for the year. So as long as he gets back to the way he was playing, he will be the MVP, I believe, this year. And I wish him well. Some crazy things happened in the NBA yesterday, huh, Captain? Around the country. But we won't get into that, I guess, huh, Cap? Or
you mean the one up in Milwaukee?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. You got to believe there were kids at that basketball game, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then they put on a drag halftime show. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, grow up. Audience, grow right? up.
Time and place. Yeah, time and place. Yeah, that's one thing I don't, you know, you and I believe that this is a great country, and the beauty of the country is, and you fought for that right, Captain, have your freedoms, but not when you throw them on other people's face. That's not the way this country was made. And I think we've been doing too much of that lately, and it needs to stop. So, hopefully people agree with us, Captain, and we'll get back to...
Well, if you're a family person, the last thing in the world you want to see if you've got a brain in your head is a bunch of those people carrying on, having to explain to your kid what it is they're doing. Yeah. That's just not right. So, you've now taken a family and you said, well, you can't go to a basketball game because we might have this happen again.
Yeah.
So, that's what the NBA just did.
Great point. Now, Frank Wright, Captain, he was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and he got let go, and Carolina Panthers have hired him. I guess they figure Sean Payton's going to go elsewhere, so they took the shot on this guy.
They hired him as a head coach?
Head coach, Frank Wright. Yeah, he was a great backup quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. I figured you'd remember that, Cat. And also, he was a good head coach for the Colts. He just made some time management and questionable decisions at times. And, you know, they did go to the playoffs a couple of years, so you got to give him credit. But, you know, the Panthers are coming off a 7-10 season. They need to get a quarterback in there. I don't know if that's going to be bringing in a veteran. You know, we talked all crazy about Tom Brady going there. Is Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay? Does Derek Carr go there? I'm really curious to see if there's going to be some decisions made before the draft. And then when the draft comes, are they going to take a shot on a few of these quarterbacks? So, you know, that's going to see how
well,
that
now we're hearing. Now we're hearing that Aaron Rodgers might wind up going to Las Vegas if Brady doesn't go.
Right. Oh, sure. Well, Devontae Adams, you know, that was his star receiver in Green Bay. He's there now. We reunite those two. He had some great success in Green Bay. Does he go there? You know, does he have a better shot of winning there than he does in Green Bay? I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out, to say the least. So, also, Nathaniel Hackett, Captain, he was the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and he was let go. Now, he's going to be the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. You know, he's done some good things with the quarterbacks, but him and Russell sure didn't make it happen in Denver. So I don't know what he's going to do up in New York. They're going to have to look to get a quarterback there too. You know, so there's going to be a lot of talk of where quarterbacks are going this year.
How about we just send Brady to Miami?
Well, you know what's funny? They saw him down there yesterday, Captain. Some of the private schools. Okay, so what does that mean? What does that tell you? What's going on?
Kids, maybe. Moving to family.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that he's not married. She's got the kids,
right.
So I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Unless he's got a girlfriend with kids all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, his wife loves Miami. So, you know, I'm sure he still wants to be, you know, part of the kids.
Yeah, but she's got a boyfriend from Brazil or something she's hanging with.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, yep. And by the way, the guy's a model.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll see. You know, just crazy. I'll tell you, Captain, fame can do a lot of things to a lot of people, you know, and money can also. But, hey, speaking about money, Captain, you know, I can save people money on their insurances. But they need to give me a call, 813-966-1052. It's real simple. Feel free to call me. Captain can share with you. I've helped him out. Several of our friends, from military to civilians. I try to, you know, treat everybody like family. And, you know, no insurance company is perfect. No insurance agent is perfect. But I really strive to do the best I can. And if it's not right, we fix it and we move on. It's just a matter of, you know, taking the extra time, Captain, to look at people's paperwork and we treat them properly. Okay.
You know what we forgot? You know what we forgot, by the way, the games this weekend, the pro games.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. San Fran is going to Philly. It's going to be something else. And I'm looking forward to that game. And KC is hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll see if Cincinnati makes it back to the Super Bowl or not. Who day? And it's going to be an exciting game, I hope, on both ends of it. And I tell you, Captain, sometimes you can normally tell whoever wins the AFC championship, they're going to win it. Whoever wins the NFC, that's your Super Bowl. This year, I think all four teams are worthy and there's very little separation between them, okay? They all have their strengths and very little weaknesses. So it's who's going to be hot these next couple games to see how it all goes down. But, yeah, Captain, I'm looking forward. Sunday, I'll see you Sunday at the station, Captain. Please tune into the Sports Zone and check us out. And also, again, feel free to give me a call. Love to have a cup of coffee with you, talk sports, and see how I can help you out with your insurance needs. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless everybody out there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Patrick Highland. Appreciate that. And check him out, The Sports Zone, on Facebook as well. He's on the Facebook pages as The Sports Zone. So there you go. Now, I got to run. I'm out of time. Sorry about that, caller. Try again tomorrow or tonight. By the way, I will be back tonight for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. It's a little nippy outside. Get a coat. Stay warm. God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.